Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pixel Chicken Podcast. That's right.
That's right.
The Pixel Chicken Podcast, not Pixel Chicken Team Up, which has been our show for the last several months. Oh, what's that? Is that a ghost? I am joined. First of all, this is your host Stryker, or co-host. I am joined by Phil.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Who you may be familiar with from his show, Phil's Titty Hour. And I'm also joined by an old friend. But why don't you reintroduce yourself?
Hey, my name's Hainos.
Oh, no, it's not quite.
Not Hainos. No,
a little off.
You said an old friend.
Oh, just your name.
Oh, sorry. May I have that?
No. Jesus. No, man. You're almost there.
Do you remember their names better than I do? I think we have to edit that out, technically.
We probably should.
It's River. I'm back.
River's back.
From the grave. Or just an early retirement. Mm. Or something.
That's a good way of putting it. so, yeah. For all the longtime listeners out there, this is the original trio. We are short Johnny this week. He had a some event of some sort.
Funeral, I heard.
Funeral. anyway, so it's
for
just
his
us.
Dad.
So it's just us three this week, and we're gonna.
And his mom.
It's getting dark.
It's really getting dark. I know, man.
I'm sorry. It's all right.
Fucking sorry.
It's all right. Anyway, so without further ado. Dude, what have you been up to?
I don't even know, man. I've been playing The Witcher pretty much.
Okay.
Entire time, even before, like it was out, I was just that's what I was up to.
We have that in common. So you've been playing a lot of PC games.
I've been playing a lot of PC. So here's what I've been up to: selling my consoles,
mm-hmm.
Rebuying them, and then selling them again.
Right.
And now I'm only PC, strictly Space Sims 2. So.
That is not true. I know from watching.
You shut up.
Okay. Adventure Capitalist.
Yeah, I've been playing Adventure Capitalist a lot.
For an ungodly amount.
189 hours. Well, here's the thing. Most of that time, it was just sitting open on my desktop. It wasn't like I was just sitting there investing the entire time.
Right.
That's a banger, man.
Yeah, it's what I've heard. So, we have some news to talk about this week, some cool things that were announced, and some strange things that were announced. So let's just jump right in to...
The Sol Wayfarth.
Not the Sol Wayfarth spaceman.
Second item.
Although he can be...
He's strange.
He's odd. So I guess let's just get into one of the first announcements, and that's Dragon Quest XI.
Yeah.
Dragon Quest XI got announced this week. It got announced for PS4 and 3DS, which is kind of an odd
weird
combo.
I was going to say, okay, so Phil, have you ever played the Dragon
Quest
games?
Well, I played...
Which one?
I think it may have been Dragon Quest VIII.
VIII was the big one on PS2.
That was it,
yeah.
How far into it did you get?
I didn't get very far.
Did you know that
it's
a 5,000-hour long game?
Yeah, I hear it is massive. But I love the fact that you get to play with characters drawn by Akira Toriyama.
I beat
that
it.
That was cool.
Did you really?
You beat it?
Beat
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Didn't you know that, man?
You just never strike me as much of an RPG guy.
Well, why is that?
You like RPG, but you never really got into it.
Oh, I'm just too stupid?
No.
Well, I've been gone for a while, and I forgot how much of a racist you are.
What the hell?
No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Yeah, I've always thought the Dragon Quest series is really interesting. I do agree, though, Phil. Mm-hmm. I like RPGs, and I appreciate them, JRPGs, but I just have never really gotten... I enjoy watching them, which most people probably don't. I used to watch River play Final Fantasy for seemingly hours when we were kids.
Well, it's because you like naps, and it's an avenue for naps.
That's true. A great avenue for naps.
It's a great avenue.
One of the best.
So you haven't played any of the other ones?
Not any other ones, just A for PS2.
Not Sentinel of the Starry Sky?
I never even heard of that.
Dude.
I know.
Are you excited for 11? Like, if it comes to the West, which it quite possibly my.
So it's interesting to say, mind, man. That's it's.
I'm happy
to
for
say,
JRPG fans
because the last two, well, I'm not sure. I think the last two, 9 and 10, were DS and 3DS games.
I'm pretty sure.
Sentinel of the Starry Sky, which is 9, was a DS game, and it was really, it wasn't a standard like Dragon Quest game, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and didn't they like change out the combat?
It was like Dragon Quest Peace Walker, I think. Yeah. Is basically what it was.
Interesting, like a Monster Hunter kind
of
thing.
I think I remember like going down to places to collect people for your army or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Interesting.
It sounds kind of like what we were talking. What Suikoden is apparently about.
Suikoden.
Suikoden. Yeah, we were talking about with Johnny a couple weeks ago, and apparently the premise of Suikoden is to recruit people. What, did I say it wrong?
No.
No, you said skeelage.
Oh. Fuck you, man. Skellige, goddamn, I know it's Skellige.
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so PS4 and 3DS, like, have they said anything about, obviously two vastly different platforms, have they said anything about any kind of differences, or if there's going to be parity between the two, or if
they're
going to be complementary, or...
So they showed a bit of gameplay, some, like, quick, like, just GIFs and stuff for the PS4 version,
and
it looks kind of like you know, 8, I guess.
From what I saw them walking around the town, it looked strikingly like 8, only maybe with a little bit more like openness and freedom of movement to kind of
seems very open.
Yeah,
whereas the 3DS version supposedly is going to have more of like a top down perspective.
Mm-hmm. That's how the other ones were.
Right.
They were more. Sentinel of the Starry Sky was definitely like a more top-down kind of isometric.
So it's interesting that they decide to call them both 11, mm-hmm. because I could see them being vastly different.
Is there a subtitle to 11?
I thought
it was called the Cell Games.
I wish it was, but I don't think it is. I think it's just Dragon Quest 11 as far as I know.
PS4 versions using the Unreal Engine.
Okay.
Which is just not saying I...
UE4.
UE4, and then the 3DS version is using UE2.
When I think of Unreal Engine, I just don't think of JRPGs, but apparently they're using that.
Well, I mean, it's...
Well, I think you're thinking of Unreal Tournament.
Yeah.
Well, it's where it comes from, right?
Well,
it's usually
it comes
used
from the same
for action games,
yeah.
You know?
It was used for everything, I think. I don't know if I could be just pulling this out of my ass, but I think Lost Odyssey... I'm sure that's 100% wrong, but I'm going to stick with it. I think Lost Odyssey is the UE3 game.
I think you'd be surprised if you saw what games use UE3, because it's pretty varied.
Okay.
I know some... Does it?
I don't think so.
Probably not. Probably not, honestly.
Probably not.
So anyway, so I think it looks really cool. Honestly, it's kind of...
I know you were saying when we were talking about this, or I at least recall it vaguely... did you say that you were interested in... I know you have this weird relationship with JRPGs and that they appeal to you in some sort of broad sense, but you've never really dug into one. And did you say you were interested in playing this?
Yes.
Or why is it? What is it that pulls you? Is it the
no
art?
Clue. To be honest with you, I have wanted to play a Dragon Quest game since I like actually found out more about Dragon, because I always heard about Dragon
They're
Quest games
enormous.
And how big they were, and knew just a very general idea of what they were, and you know, and I always found that interesting, and there's been other JRPGs that I do find really fascinating and want to play, but the Dragon Quest games are, for some reason, ever since I've like known about them, they have been the game that I find myself most closely like being more willing to actually play it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I have no clue. I can't tell you. But when I heard about this announcement, I was like, cool. It looks really sweet, and I want to play it. I don't know why. I just want to play it.
Yeah.
I do. Is that cool with you, Phil?
It's cool with me.
You got a problem with that?
You seem like you have a problem.
You seem like you want to
problem.
Beat me up.
Big fucking problem.
Please don't beat me up. so that was announced, and some... You know, I'm excited for it. Another thing that was exciting for us that was announced, and we'll go right into some of the Gamescom stuff that's going to be showing up next week. They're going to show more of this game that we're going to talk about. But They announced, I think it was even on the same day as Dragon Quest, that Mafia 3 is being released, and they are going to do a like full-blown reveal at Gamescom. They basically just came out and said, Mafia 3 is coming, here's like a teaser picture, we're going to announce it at we're going to show it off at Gamescom. So in what capacity, if it's going to be like a gameplay trailer or just some CG thing, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But
I hope that the reveal is just like three guys shooting a market up and it being destroyed real nice.
I'd be okay with
yeah.
that. Yeah, like the destruction trailer. For
like the from they, 2.
Yeah. You know, I just want it to be like Hatred.
What?
Oh, Phil.
Phil, a second ago, I tried to kiss you and you pulled back. I'm not so sure.
So one of the rumors this was back a while ago, there was like some rumor that came from a casting call for 2K Games that Mafia 3 was going to take place, I think it was like in the 60s or early 70s, and it was going to take place in Louisiana.
Is there precedence for that in this kind of I guess wheelhouse, is like mafia stuff, has there been, you guys knowing obviously more about, I guess,
film, I know a film ton and, about mafia.
No, not
no.
As a guy that
done a lot of research.
I know, yeah.
I've seen.
Has there been precedence about like deep south like mafia activity? I assume it's not going to be the same like, you know, Kiss of Death style like, you know. Pinstripe suits.
Like the classic New York style crime families and stuff.
That broke my heart.
Yeah, yes. That's a really good question, and I've wondered that myself. Because
is this going to be all moonshiners and washboard
bands?
That's
what I wonder. Like the movie.
It sounds really interesting now.
The movie, I was going to say the movie Lawless, but you know, it's obviously not going to be a Prohibition era
experience.
Post.
But Phil, did you play 2?
No.
You never played 2?
I haven't played any of them.
Wow. That seems like a kind of game that you would play.
Yeah,
I just never got around to it. I don't know.
Let me ask you something. Did you play Mega Man 2?
No, I never played Mega Man.
Good soundtrack. Anyways.
I played, I heard on YouTube. I played Mega Man Legends.
I know you did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
when you go like off like that,
sorry,
and ask Phil something, he will continue on.
I know.
He'll just
feed into it. Gotta get into the swing again.
So
forget Phil is.
To answer your question, as far as I know, I don't know of any like big mafia presence or stories or like stories about mafia crime bosses and stuff in like Louisiana or New Orleans or anything like that. I don't know how that's going to play out. I don't know if it's going to be like your traditional mafia style game or if it's just going to be some type of crime drama with, you know, because obviously there was corruption and crime, organized crime to certain extents all over the, you know, U.S. Mm-hmm. Anywhere that there's big cities with a lot of money to be made, you know.
Yeah, maybe they're just kind of trying to tell a story in an area of the states that hasn't really had a story told.
Yeah, that's before, what's interesting about it, is maybe, you know, it's very unique and of an idea because there's nothing, there's no other stories that I can think of from in that area. And I could be wrong, there could be like some famous ones, I haven't heard of them. So
anything, any other like bullet points on that?
I mean, they're gonna.
Those coming to Gamescom.
They're gonna do the reveal at Gamescom. Okay. The only other thing is the little picture they showed, and it shows. Now another important thing to point out is it shows like four characters standing around a bunch of cars. There was another rumor back along the same time as the Louisiana rumor that said there would be character switching, a la GTA 5.
Okay.
So that's another interesting prospect.
Yeah, I wonder if that would be more of a scripted thing than GTA 5.
I feel like it would have to be.
Because I feel like just the nature of those games in the past has been so tightly narrated and so...
Like you'd go from chapter to chapter.
Like there wasn't a lot of room for the buzzword from like 2 years ago of ludonarrative dissonance. Right. Like when, you know, like Nico Bellic is this there wasn't a lot of room for that in Mafia 2. Like, you never really went on these huge, like, just killing sprees. And, you know, you got pulled up, you got, you know, pulled over for speeding. So you had to, like, there wasn't ever a lot of room for chaos in those games. So, I don't know, that seems like just, it would seem like, yeah, maybe it would be more of a scripted character change or something like that, where you play it as, you know, a band of thieves or something that, and, you know, do kind of stuff like that. So
I agree. Yeah, that seems to make more sense in the Mafia universe. Yeah. Because another thing I wonder about this game is, you know, a lot of people complained in Mafia 2 because you were given an open world, but you weren't given an open world style of game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It
was very linear. It was just done in a big open area. Yeah. So I wonder with Mafia 3 if they're going to try and tell their more, you know, more personal story, but also have that open world gameplay. Because I feel like, I mean, if they're trying to appease the masses, they almost have to.
That was never a thing that really bothered me. That
I didn't. It didn't bother me.
I thought
me
that
either.
The narrative was so strong. I never felt the urge to go play tennis.
I didn't either. I felt the urge to finish the story.
Yeah, I just wanted to go to the next thing and the next scene and the next setting. And
yeah, no game developer is obligated to be Grand Theft Auto.
No.
That's true.
With that said, I could see why some people might expect that from a game at the time. And even especially now with the idea that, you know, you have your linear games and stuff like that, but if you give somebody an open world, they're going to want things to do.
Stuff, yeah.
So
that's true.
We'll see. We'll see how that plays out. You know, there's no... It could end up being another game that takes place in New York, for all we know, or something like that. Could be... So those are just rumors.
I hope Joe Barbaro's in it.
I hope he... He didn't make it.
He didn't make it. I hope he's in it, though.
Yeah, I hope he's in it. I hope his grave is in it.
I hope this is Mafia Gaiden. Just a side story.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Another game that Microsoft said they're going to show off more at Gamescom. This is one of the games that was originally scheduled to be kind of shown off more at E3, but then they pushed it off because they had so much stuff. They pushed it off to later time, and that's Crackdown, the new Crackdown. They said they're going to show gameplay.
Can I stop you?
Yeah.
And ask you who wants a Crackdown? Who wants Crackdown 3? Who wants Crackdown 3?
Yeah.
Is it you, Phil?
I never even played the first two games.
Is it you?
If it's cool.
Man.
I don't. It's not a game that I...
Yeah, watched. No, but like, I want a cool game, but why call it Crackdown 3? Like, who is clamoring for
it? Well, that's the thing. They're not even calling it Crackdown 3. It's just Crackdown.
Oh, okay.
Which is odd to me.
It's the re...
It's one of those things.
After two, yeah. I don't know.
It seems too recent to do that.
It seems too recent, and also, like, it's not a name that holds very much sway after, especially after the second one.
It's not. You could.
First one was divisive and split the market, and then the second one was almost, I think, like an 80-20 split for people not liking it.
Yeah.
At least in my case.
I will say that me personally, even with the first Crackdown, I was not a very big fan.
Yeah.
I got the game and played it, and I enjoyed it to a certain extent, but I found it to be very repetitive, and it almost felt like I was playing a... I'm trying to think of the best way to explain it. Like, I didn't always feel like I was playing a fully fleshed-out game as much as I was playing, like, a playground-style thing. Like, an experience that I would...
It was... All I remember about those games is collecting agility orbs. I'm not joking. That's all that I remember. I also remember a boardwalk that I blew up some cars on.
I remember gang warfare things where you'd like have to kill all the gang members in a certain area, and they would just spawn out of nowhere.
Yeah,
they were actually pretty difficult. But to me, the game, we talk a lot about like.
Wait, we're talking about Prototype, right?
No, we could though.
I'm sitting here drawing parallels in my mind between those two games.
There are parallels.
I think they're very similar.
Yeah, they are. One thing I wanted to say about Crackdown I didn't like. No, it's okay. We've talked about games before that are better than the sum of their parts.
Yeah.
You know, like they come together well in the end, mm-hmm. and maybe they don't have anything that stands out quite well. I feel like Crackdown is like, it suffered because of the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
Like, to me, personally, the shooting, like the combat, the driving and stuff, nothing felt very good.
That's true.
And because of that, you had a game that was, you know, relatively polished. It wasn't a bad game or a glitchy game or anything, as far as I remember. But it just wasn't that fun to play. Yeah. Like, I wasn't excited to do the next thing. I was just playing it because it was the first thing of its of that.
And it had a Halo 3 beta.
And it had a Halo 3 beta. That's true. A lot of people got it for.
That's probably why it latched on.
Yeah.
Oh man, I was just about to say something. No, I don't. Go on.
Yeah, and then Crackdown 2. The
hasn't this also had a, like a pretty exceptionally long like media kind of drive up? Hasn't it been announced for like 3 years?
Yeah, they announced this.
Was it two E3s?
I feel like it was when that like before the E3 before the Xbox One launched. Yeah. I feel like is when they announced it. Yeah. I could be wrong, but I know it was at least the last E3 before this.
Like E3 2013 is when they announced it.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. So, I don't know. We'll see if it's.
I put the shit out of Crackdown 1. I remember that. I just don't. I just remember collecting a lot of orbs.
I played it quite a bit too, and
yeah.
I played it in the sense that I kept waiting for it to grab me.
Yeah.
And it just didn't quite do that. But I still had fun just messing around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another thing just pertaining with its title, Ken Lobb's statement, Microsoft Studios creative director, has shared, quote, "I don't like X game number 7. It's a good idea sometimes to have a game with a subtle subtitle, but some games in Crackdown is a perfect example. Is it really 3? Is it the future? Is it a different place? Long off the original game, but is it 2? Is it a different universe to 2? Yeah, it's kind of a sequel to 1. It's Crackdown," he added.
But what's going to... I mean, I guess what's going to be different? Like, are you just doing that to... It's a weird choice because, like, yeah, that is implied...
I'm still not convinced.
That's implied that there's going to be a significant, like, sea change. And from what I've seen of the footage that they have shown, doesn't look like a significant, like, overhaul of the game. I don't know, but, like, that's not even... That's just, like, that implies, usually, like they did with Devil May Cry, like when they rebooted it, it was a pretty vast change stylistically, maybe not gameplay wise. I mean, yeah, it had, you know, a lot of similarities, but stylistically there was a new character, all that kind of stuff. It was much different, much less like gothic and more, you know, kind of fun and cheeky,
punky,
yeah,
punky.
And so I haven't seen. I've seen, first of all, I guess it just feels like so far this game has absolutely no personality outside of the other two.
They showed a CG trailer that was.
Yeah, and it still seems like, you know, there'll be some guy, you know, like, agent. And so that, he's saying that, like there's going to be this huge sea change. And maybe we'll see a bunch of stuff at Gamescom that will shut us up. But, man, I don't know, like, when you're touting that as, you know, it's not, you know, Crackdown 3. It's this brand new thing. What have you shown so far to prove that statement?
The only thing I can think of is maybe they're planning on showing footage that they feel like is going to distance itself from the old ones, and they like the series enough that they want there to be a new one, but they don't want to worry about numbering it and stuff. They just want to start fresh. That's I don't know. You know, it's...
Maybe,
it's,
like, you play for, like, 45 minutes as the agent from 1.
And then you get your head lopped off.
Well, no.
Yeah, and then, like, the rest of the time you play this white-haired guy.
Yeah, the narrator.
Yeah, he plays the... Yeah.
I am an agent. I am running. He just narrates the entire game on his own. God, that would be horrible.
Oh, man. I'd play that.
No, I would, too. So,
shut the fuck up.
Oh, Phil.
Phil, what was that?
It was my teeth.
You'd be surprised how often he's done that in the last...
I don't know.
2 months.
I forgot to put on mute.
Sorry. Dude, it's one button.
So, River, I wanted to talk about this, and I know this is something that will be interesting to you. You are one of the... From what I remember, I don't know if that's changed since then, but you're excited for No Man's Sky.
I am excited for No Man's Sky, and I keep getting more... Dude,
it looks great, doesn't it? Just the way it looks,
It looks really nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I am still one of the number one proponents among the people I know of...
Just the prospect...
The idea
prospect of landing on a planet without any loading time.
So there's been this weird, and I guess we'll get to No Man's Sky proper soon, but there's been this weird, like, outpour of games on Steam, in early access that are just like No Man's Sky, only under different names, and I've bought like four of them.
How they play?
What do you think? They play like shit.
Yeah.
There was one good one called Rodina, or Rodina or something like that. That was it looked like a really low rent No Man's Sky, but it had some really actually strong like ideas as far as like it actually had this. It was weird because it was the idea of No Man's Sky where you could go to a planet, go through the atmosphere, land on the planet, explore, collect all that kind of stuff. But it had this actually really strong narrative that actually took you to places.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the point of that was. I guess there was free mode and there was story mode, and it told you the story and you could go off to other planets, but it was fun. I guess that was just a thing to say that I've played all these things, but for obviously No Man's Sky is still that pie in the sky. And from everything that, you know, just that trailer or that, you know, the first looks with that were coming out around E3, how they showed, you know, the geological deformation and stuff of things like that. And,
right, that was kind of interesting.
That was like, I had never seen that, and to see that, you know, you could actually have these lasting effects on actual planetary bodies and stuff like that, and, It made me think of longer term things, like what if could I stay on this planet for a year and just be an asshole and destroy all of one type of thing and end up killing a species because they feed off
just
of,
destroy
yeah,
a
just,
planet.
Just destroy a planet. Like, could I just stay on the planet or just come back every five years and just kill everything on the planet?
Can you get like, can you actually change the
this
ecosystem?
Huge reputation for yourself.
Yeah, the reason why I think about that is because it's all algorithmically like determined. Like wildlife is a way, like flora and fauna are the way they are on the planet due to the mathematical operations that are on that planet. Like, yeah, the ocean is red because there's a lot of iron in it. So that leads me to believe, like, since there's this cause and effect between the elements on the planet and the way things are, that leads me to believe that you could at least affect some change long-term on planets. And I don't know if systems are in play for that to happen, or if it's just, you know, like, okay, now there's less of this thing, or now these things are dead.
I sure hope they are, now that you explained.
Yeah, but, yeah. Like, or like, does the math work in such a way that if I destroy too many of one thing, that I will see adaptations in the world? Have they accounted for that in that kind of thing?
Yeah.
And it seems like, I don't know, it seems like just from the way that they've described it, that being, you know, it is generated through math, and, you know, it works in a certain way that is logical if that kind of would happen naturally.
To take it a step further, I wonder if you can go to a planet, find a living, you know, being, like one of the creatures that we've seen in the trailers, shoot it in the chest, and just leave, and then wait for it to have offspring, shoot them in the chest, leave, come back, and will it eventually evolve after hundreds of years to have, like, a shielded chest?
That would be insane.
I just want to come back to this one planet every 5 years and just destroy everything they've made, but not kill them. So I'm just this, like, mythical, scary being that peasants tell their children about, and, like, they start doing these ritualistic things, like smearing...
Trying to ward you off.
Like, I'm the... Goat, the Passover angel.
Really, you're just some asshole in a spaceship.
Really, yeah, I'm just some guy that's trying to collect carbon.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What do you think about the prospect of using the Morpheus or Oculus, some type of VR scenario in relation, like, with No Man's Sky?
I think that's awesome and also terrifying to the point, like, because of...
Yeah, it is.
Here's the thing, like... I think VR will be a much... Like, from what I haven't used it at all, but from every first-hand account, it is a much more powerful experience, and like much more profound experience than I think it seems like it's going to be, like to us people who haven't tried it. Like, you know, people like holding up, you know, a gun and looking down at their arm and saying, taking like 5 seconds to be like, wait a minute, that's not my arm. Mm-hmm. So think about putting that thing on and, you know, exploring space, and then, you know, in like 50 years, we're just all herking, disgusting beasts. And a robot has to find his true love.
It's like Wall-E.
I was just, I was just about to say that.
Exactly.
I was just like, it seems like if they could put this and make this work in a virtual world, especially with the correct controller input.
Yes.
Which is really important. But have you seen the Oculus like proprietary controller things, like the half moon things that you hold?
Yes.
So, like, imagine just being able to, you know, sit there and explore, you know, like, reach out and touch your spaceship and close your hatch and that kind of stuff, and then just take off to a different planet. And this seems like to me, what VR was made for.
Absolutely. I think that, like, this is, when I think of the VR and the idea of what I would want to do in a virtual reality setting or, you know,
just see places, see things that I can't see, go places,
exactly.
And be in a place of this is not, we'll never be able to go here.
Just explore.
I don't want to go no Russian in VR.
You mean the whole point of it wasn't, you know, POV porn?
Well, I mean that's the third pillar of VR.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why Facebook bought it. So that you can look up pictures of the crushes that you had in the past.
Well, that's a little bit creepy.
Wait, what? So the reason I bring this up about the Morpheus is because there was a...
I think you guys to laugh. You took it so seriously.
There's an article that came out with the creator or one of the creators for No Man's Sky. And he basically said, when asked about the idea of using Morpheus, that, quote, I don't know what I'm allowed to say, end quote. And then he said, it's something we're thinking about, Morpheus, Oculus. There's nothing more cool in sci-fi than VR and big procedural universe, mm-hmm. which is like what we were just talking about. I think that for the people who want to just explore, and even for the space combat and things like that, it would be a good fit. Let's put it that way. So that's what he had to say about it, which implies that it's at least something they're looking into.
They seem like such an earnest group of people. And, like, they have such a strong vision about this game. And I think when he says that that's the coolest thing, like, if you remember, like, when they were just, like, announcing this game, how excited they seemed about it,
mm-hmm.
it just seems like they were doing this because they thought it was cool and that's what they wanted to make. So if Sean, that's Sean Murray, right? That's the you know, the main, that's who said it, right?
Yes.
I think that's what you said.
Yeah.
So if he's like, stating that that's like the coolest thing and that he's excited about that, I think they're the kind of people that would just go and do that if they think it's cool and if
Absolutely.
They think that would be what would take their vision and their, you know, universe to the next level.
Which
would be like, that's why I got VR ready.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's something that's been in the works for a long
absolutely.
Time.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that's the final piece of like marketing that they're going to come out and say, hey, this was designed as like a launch title for the Morpheus.
You think it's like gonna be VR from the gate? You think it's a possibility?
I think it's a possibility. If not, maybe it will, you know, the game will release and then down the road there will be,
I can see it, Morpheus before Oculus. Do we even know when Morpheus is like out?
I don't know if they've said. I'm not sure. Phil looked that up. So anyway, yeah, that
would be, I mean, that would be, yes, that would be
fascinating,
and also, like, yeah, it would be...
The idea of exploring a planet in virtual reality that no one else has explored is one of the most fascinating things
that's I've the
ever
kind
really
of
thought
shit, about. Yeah, exactly, that's the kind of shit that, like, is intimidating, because you get to the point where, like, no one wants to admit that they might... actually never want to stop.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I might get in there and just be like, no, fuck this other world that's boring.
That's the... I mean, this idea if it works like the way we're talking about it.
Yeah.
It's the classic like sci-fi virtual reality type of scenario that you see in movies.
Yeah.
It's like the thing that you grow up seeing in movies that you think is never a possibility. Like in Minority Report.
Yeah.
You know, they go in those little rooms, like those pods, and
yeah.
and strap in and have this virtual reality experience. Yeah. So it's
I think that's what VR is more about, is just actually putting you in places that you could never go.
Absolutely.
You know, I think there'll be a lot of, I think we'll see a lot more of, like, it's been a trend, especially in the past, couple years, especially with early access and, having more indie developers get out there with their stuff, is making more, interesting, smaller things. And I think we'll see a lot of that move to Oculus, because I think a lot of indie developers have very strong visions and more want to, a lot of them are more concerned about aesthetic and place and character than sometimes gameplay elements and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I think I see a lot of the, especially Fulbright, the Gone Home people, they're all about setting and feeling and storytelling. I think that's a lot of what Oculus and Morpheus and VR will do is put you realistically and give you, if it's done right, a sense of actual place inside these worlds.
Brings a whole new level to empathy.
Yeah, exactly. And I read about first-hand experiences at E3 where, and obviously this is, I don't think this is right because it's not reproducible, but people being in VR headsets and having people around them, if something in the game world was grabbing their leg, reach out and touch the person's leg. And have them say it was legitimately frightening for them, on an actual level, not just startling.
Right.
And so that speaks bound to the power that it has when your entire sense, your two most powerful senses are kind of overtaken and overridden. So I think it's a very powerful tool for that kind of...
Absolutely.
Thing. So as far as release date goes, I mean, all I know is that the Morpheus is set to release in 2016.
Yeah.
So, and that's it.
I agree with what you're saying. I mean, I think that the natural progression for VR stuff in general, it's not to take the experiences we're doing now and put them in a virtual reality setting.
Yeah.
It's completely new experiences that are different.
That's what works with any kind of new medium. You think about mobile games. No one wants to play a fucking Mario on a handheld device.
Yes.
Same with Wii. No one wants to play Zelda with motion controls. There will be just standard ass games in VR in VR, but those will be the ones that people forget about. But I think that I really hope that this is VR is an actual thing that changes the landscape altogether. Yeah. And that people figure out a way to make this
for better or for worse.
I hope it's not for worse, for God's sake.
Yeah, it just comes down
to... I hope it doesn't change games permanently for worse, and people don't...
Yeah.
It's we can't do controllers anymore.
It just has at this point, it's all in the hands of developers and stuff. It's, mm-hmm. And hopefully some big developers and talented ones can get on board with it and start building
these
experiences.
It's all in Don Mattrick's hands.
But just imagine yourself in the shoes of a character, something out of a character out of Heavy Rain or whatever, Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah.
The impact someone could have with something like that through VR.
Imagine a game like I'm thinking about it from the terms of something that I've played before, but in a broader sense. Imagine a game like an L.A. Noire type game where you are
yes.
a virtual reality setting
yeah.
as a detective, and you actually have to look across the table and look somebody in the eye and judge whether they're
that's
lying
true.
Or not.
Speaking,
interrogate them face to face.
That's yeah.
I mean,
that's
just fascinating. Investigation yeah. and speaking of games that people have you've just been intrigued by and you always wanted to play. I've always wanted to play Snatcher and Police Knots.
What the fuck?
I
know, but just
it just came to me. I was I was wondering what was that one game that made me feel the same way Stryker feels about.
And it was Police Knots.
Police Knots?
Yes, absolutely.
Wasn't Police Knots like a platforming type?
No, it was like an investigative, like choose your own dialogue game.
Okay.
Made by Hideo Kojima.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a cyberpunk.
Oh, Police Knots. Okay. I was thinking about Psychonauts.
No, not Psychonauts.
So I was
you were off.
Yeah, I'm just fascinated by the imagery of cyberpunk. I don't know much about the technology, but I just have to draw those fucking buildings.
Cyberpunk, like, off topic, though. Have we heard anything new about that CD Projekt Red cyberpunk game in, fucking 4 years?
They said they were actively working on it.
Really?
Yeah.
And their main focus.
I hope they went hog wild after Witcher 3 was out.
Oh, they cool. did. They came out and said it, basically.
I hope it's a fucking madhouse.
They said they're not going to talk about it until basically when the Witcher DLC in 2016
stops. Yeah.
But that they're working on it, so.
That's fair. Anyways, back to VR.
Yeah.
I'm in. Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah,
you in, Phil?
You're not in. Let's be honest.
I would probably be the last one if you had the three to buy it.
Well, if you're still playing PS1 games.
Phil, imagine getting a...
Philip, how did Parasite Eve turn out?
Oh, it's still... It's really good.
Still playing it?
I haven't beat it, no.
Okay.
It's because Witcher 3 came out.
Okay.
Phil, imagine us putting on virtual reality headsets and just... living in Ed and Eddie.
Oh, man. Living in that town that they made.
Purgatory.
Do you remember that town?
Yeah, the town that they made.
The cardboard town that they charge.
Where they get scared.
Yeah, because there's a live cardboard. Because there's crime.
Yeah.
They just made Detroit. And everyone, Kevin's just laying there with his head cut off.
In the alley.
Wait, is this a creepypasta?
No, dude.
What? Does a creepypasta have to be in
it? Moving on. I don't want to explain it.
So, okay.
So this is completely off topic. There's really no way to transition from talking about virtual reality. But a couple things. I should have talked about this earlier, but River, I also wanted to get your opinion on this. So as you know, Final Fantasy VII is being remade.
Remastered.
Actually remade and remastered.
Yeah. Remade.
So Square came out and said that the combat system for Final Fantasy VII is going to be drastically different, and that they're going to make, you know, there's going to be some big changes to the game in general. So I wanted to hear your opinion from somebody who's played it.
My take on this is I was never under any impression that this was going to be at all like Final Fantasy VII.
Mm-hmm.
They can't. I mean, they can't. I mean, there's a scene in Final Fantasy VII where you fucking ride a dolphin up an electrical tower. Like, imagine that in today's
graphics.
Yeah,
that can't happen.
Imagine. There's a scene where two female characters are standing there and just trading open hand face slaps on a fucking cannon. For like 3 minutes.
Oh, that's awesome, though.
But they're just standing there. You press circle to... It says circle to slap, and it's just this, like, the most stereotypical, like, bitch slap that you can do. And then it just goes... Psh, and then there's this really just... And then it takes, like, 4 seconds for the loop to turn over again.
Yeah, but...
And you do it. And it lasts for, like, 3 minutes.
Tifa would just dropkick her, though.
Here's the thing. Like, you cannot remake that game nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So this... I mean, it comes as no surprise to me. Like, you... Don't get me wrong, I wish that they would just remake that game and with all the translation inaccuracies in the world. Like this guy are sick.
Wait, that's in Final Fantasy VII?
Oh yeah. When you're in the Sector 7 slums, if you talk to this guy in a pipe, he goes like, "Hey baby, wanna fuck?"
Wait,
really? Yeah, no. And Aeris goes, "This guy are sick." And there's it's rotten with but I wish that they would be voice acted and people would just speak those lines this time. But yeah, no, there is never any kind of it has to be different and Square, like, it's not SquareSoft anymore.
Windblow, the most powerful attack in the whole game.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
But no, it's, I mean, you look at Final Fantasy games ever since 13, even you look at 12 even. It's been trending in this more action, and they've changed the world of Final Fantasy VII. They've changed, you know, the look of it over time. It's not, Cloud is not the same looking character as he was in 7.
Yeah, the animation style is completely
animation
different.
I think they're going to try to tie the aesthetic, the action, and everything as much as they can to Advent Children as possible.
I think they said that.
Possibly. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Personally, I know you don't think too highly of Advent Children, but when it comes to the look of Advent Children, I really have no problem.
It's a great looking. It's a CG anime. It's just a particularly bad one.
Okay.
Like it's fair. Not. But have to get that's into the it. Thing. No. And it's got some really
Wait,
good.
Well, here's an important question. What do you think about Tom Cruise?
I think he's great.
Okay. Let's we're not okay.
Redredge
then.
That.
We're okay then.
Let's not redredge that. But
here's you're bringing up the oddest thing.
I know. Police knots. But I can totally see it, you know, just being an action game. I'd like to, you know, there's a lot of room for, I think, with what they had working in the store, I think there's a lot of room for a really good action game in there, though. I can see materia being sort of modifiers to your, do you guys ever play the game Remember Me?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so the combat
system
of that game was interesting in that you built your own combos and kind of mm-hmm. ended up editing all that kind of stuff. And I always thought I had this interesting idea. What if materia in that game worked that way, is that you built kind of your own combos, like you did certain you know, like combinations to do like a two strike a quick attack, and then use
that sounds awesome,
like Thundaga or something like that. And that is built into kind of the narrative and the story. And so, you know, obviously there's going to be materia. There has to be. So why not use that still as an equipable to kind of make that... That's just kind of my idea. But, yeah, they have to make that game different.
Absolutely.
I'm just interested to see what it is. I'm honestly just interested to see what they keep in, see what they take out.
Because, I mean, let's be honest here. They're not just making this game for Final Fantasy VII fans. They want this to appeal to
the masses. They do.
Newer Final Fantasies.
And I think that probably a lot of people our age that played those games mm-hmm. will not like this game. But I think that there might be a whole new group of people. I don't know. I have no clue. This is obviously going to I think the highest profile Final Fantasy game, even more so than 15, probably.
I think so, too. And I think that
or 16,
it's important to me. I feel like from my knowledge of Final Fantasy VII, a lot of people were impacted heavily by the story. So as long as those elements are mm-hmm. kept in place, I feel like there's some freedom.
But the thing
to
is, like the story
gameplay.
Is even the story is even like the story. While it's good, it is outdated. Like mm-hmm. there are things in that story that just don't play well in the industry nowadays. And so I think they're going to have to rewrite significant portions of the story, even like just to, I think they'll reflect Advent Children a lot more. I think they'll probably reflect a lot more of, I think you'll see a lot more Zack. Because mm-hmm. You saw there was once, Zack was hardly even mentioned in the actual game. Zack is who you basically steal your identity from. And it's never mentioned in the game proper unless you do a very specific thing to see in cutscene and then find out who Zack is. And it's later in Crisis Core. That's who you play as, and so I think you'll see a lot more probably mention of Zack.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
So
interesting.
I don't know. I don't think that it'll be a retelling of the same story per se. I think there'll be events loosely that I think you'll obviously the main ones.
Yeah, as long as they have the same beats.
Of course, there will be Sephiroth. He will.
Yes.
He will. You know.
He will kill Aeris.
He will kill the people. Yeah. He will kill Aeris. There'll be. You know.
Yeah, that'll be.
Hojo
there.
Will be there.
Yeah. That he'll makes be, a lot of sense.
He'll be bathing, sunbathing.
Sunbathing.
It always struck me as a weird scene, but we don't even talk about it.
It was Hojo who was. Are you sure it was Hojo?
I really. The only thing that I hope is that Cloud goes to a prostitution house and has sex with a man.
Oh, that part's weird.
That part is weird.
Oh, man. That does not translate well.
No,
he doesn't have sex with him. He gets raped. Let's just be clear.
Yeah, but think about some of the things like
I forgot about.
Yeah,
that.
think about the honeybee.
That doesn't
man.
Work anymore.
No,
man.
That you can't put that right. in a game. Like you're you right. can't. You just can't put that you're in a game. So that'll right. be an AO game. This will be if they put everything in that game that uh-huh. they put. This would be an AO game. I guarantee
That's
it.
Crazy.
That game was that game was so like real dark in spots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super. So I don't know. I'm endlessly excited, or I guess I don't even know if excited is the word for that. I'm more curious than anything to see what it's going to turn into.
I am as well.
I won't like it. I'm just gonna say, I'll say it. I won't like it.
I'm curious to see how you know.
Wait, you're saying it needs received. To be updated, but. No, I'm really just asking.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
It needs to be updated, but you're not going to like it for the fact that it'll be updated.
No, I don't. It's not that I won't like it because it's not that I won't like it because it's being updated. It's not like I'm one of those like purists, like But I don't think that. I don't know. I haven't liked what they've done with that world and that kind of
that
I like
sense.
Christ Core a lot. I just think that I don't know.
You've been generally unhappy with most of the Final Fantasy games that they've made for understandable reasons for a long time. So
yeah.
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. It is what it is. It'll be what it is. I'll play it. I will probably see it through to the end too because I'm just curious. Like you know, obviously, I'm in the camp that Final Fantasy VII is. Not even the best PS1 Final Fantasy, but it doesn't mean I don't love it. So, yeah, we'll see. More
you probably
to come,
achieved
sure.
a lot more in the game than I have.
Me?
Yeah.
I've done everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you've done everything.
So, to get into some weird news that makes
right.
no sense.
Yeah.
Again, there's no way to transition for this piece of news from what we just talked about. Another weird announcement that came out this week is a pre-order bonus
okay.
for a certain WWE 2K16,
okay.
which, as you know, I'm excited for. You know,
for the pre-order bonus is Hulk Hogan.
They removed him from the game only to make
him
a pre-order bonus. So they announced the pre-order bonus for this game is the Terminator,
okay,
played by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay,
that's the pre-order bonus.
That's cool, I guess.
It's the weirdest thing I've
That's
ever heard.
Weird.
They had a really cool trailer, I'll admit, that was like basically a shot-for-shot remake of the opening scene to Terminator 1 with wrestlers.
Okay.
Which was kind of neat, but still, it's weird, because this isn't the kind of series that has, like, fictional characters.
Yeah.
They had, like, way back in some of the old ones you could
well,
unlock.
Well, especially
like,
now.
Yeah, especially now.
Especially now with, like, the climate of... I feel like there's not a lot of... I feel like there's a lot more, like... people and less like characters in wrestling in general.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah,
that's very true. And you know, in the last few years, they've been going towards more of a simulation type of approach to the gameplay. So, what is his finisher?
Yeah,
does he just fucking shoot you with an M16?
Yeah, no, he just fucking pulls out a shotgun and shoves it down your throat and shoots your insides.
Yeah,
he
it's just
his
a fatality.
Fist through your chest.
Yeah.
So I just
he
thought
no,
was,
he just he. Never mind, that's the wrong Terminator.
No, he rips the flesh off his hand and strangles you with the flesh.
That's gross.
That's really disgusting.
So, I just thought that was really odd, and I wanted to point that out.
Are you going
to
pre-order it? Are you going to get him?
I don't think I'll pre-order just for that.
Yeah.
Are you going to pre-order? No.
Okay.
I don't see the need to.
I don't see the need to pre-order
I'm curious,
at all anymore.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I pre-ordered Batman.
Did you?
I did.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Oh, I'm wondering if there's going to be any more fictional characters or weird characters in the game like that. Because that's weird to me.
Iron Man, Spider-Man, Stanley.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Bucky Lassick.
Yeah. Kareem Campbell, Chad Muska, Eric from Underground 1.
Reggie Rocket. Anyway.
Your created character from... WCW versus NWO.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
Those are the days.
Another, so something that, not really any news, but as you guys know, I think in our last episode I talked about the Street Fighter V beta and how I was looking forward to playing it. Well, that didn't go well. I didn't actually get in.
I tried to play it.
Did you?
Over here.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, by then
I played it. No, I was... I got in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I played with Daigo.
Yeah, further than I... Oh, wow. Cool. Good
one,
for you.
Dude. Cash match.
Impressive.
Yeah. All he was happened. Here.
Really?
Yeah.
I was only gone for, like, 30 seconds.
Dude, you were shitting for, like, 5 days.
Wow. So it got postponed. They said one good thing that came out of it is that they said it's going to that none of the days that it was live before are going to count towards the next time it comes out. So it's going to be postponed, and they're going to have another 3 day or more beta period. So that's cool. You know, it didn't.
Who's going to be in the beta?
People that pre-order.
Who was going to be? I mean, I guess fighters.
Fighters. So the ones that were in the last beta were...
There's been a...
The
one that didn't work.
One that didn't work. Okay. People still played it. Okay, Some people were able to get it. It was Ryu, Chun-Li, and then Bison, Charlie, and then I think Cammy and Birdie are planned to be in the beta as well. They were supposed to come at like a later date. Okay. So those were the six characters that you could play as.
Who's that new guy with huge hair again?
Akram? What's his name? I forget his name.
Look him up, man. He's got huge dreads hair.
He has a very interesting name.
He's red, isn't he?
Yeah, he's kind
of... Wasn't there a red character in...
Hakan?
Yeah.
That poured oil all over himself?
Yeah. Anyways.
So, I'm excited.
Was there a generally good response to the beta?
So the people that were able... Now, keep in mind that... The people not being able to get in was because of the betas, their servers just couldn't handle the amount of people that were trying to get in. But the people that were able to get in said that the netcode was fucking great.
It's still GGPO?
No, Street Fighter 4 didn't have GGPO.
Oh, really?
Okay. GGPO is Street Fighter 3.
So down on my netcode, man.
It's all right. But it is going to have some special type of netcode I've never heard of, but...
Brand new?
It's supposed to be good. And so from what I heard, it was really good. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. They're doing all the right things with this, with Street Fighter V so far, and I'm glad.
Sagat's not announced yet, so.
Not yet. He better be announced soon, though, or I'm gonna crush.
I believe you, man.
What is this guy's name, Phil?
Nikali,
yeah.
So, he's an interesting guy. He goes Super Saiyan.
Yeah, no, that's what, I saw that, yeah. I heard that if you pre-order it, the Terminator's gonna be in it.
Just across
and all, yeah, and any Hogan. Pre-order, yeah, and Hogan will be in it too, and he'll only fight Balrog.
I hope that Terminator's in. Oh man,
sorry.
I hope the Terminator's in NBA 2K16.
Me
as well.
Me too.
What would
his signature dunk be?
I don't know.
You just tear somebody's head off and slam dunk it.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
The simple route,
Phil,
man.
You think that those movies weren't as gory?
Yeah,
as
no, they definitely they were really not. Weren't. They were pretty subdued, actually. Two was much more so than one.
Yeah, Phil, you always want more gore.
You do. To this day, you want more gore. Tomorrow, you want more gore. Until you eventually get your first real life gore, and then you'll hate it.
Yeah.
Or who knows? Or you'll love it
more.
And that might start a career for you.
Thanks, asshole.
A career in gore.
A career in being a guy from Nightcrawler.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting. Interesting thinking of Phil in that role.
That movie, that was a creep.
Not a stretch for me. I'm just kidding, Phil.
So, another piece of news, PS4 sales figures were...
Yeah.
Sony came out in one of like their earnings calls and talked about the sales figures up till now for the PS4. And it sold 25 million units, I think it was, which is huge. It's currently outpacing the PS2 at this time in their respective life cycles.
Pretty massive.
Which is impressive.
PS2 was, I mean... It's doubly impressive because PS2 also... We have to think of sales from also the standpoint is that thing had a DVD player built in.
Right.
This doesn't have a new form of media drive.
Very true.
You know, Blu-ray has been around for a long time, so it's also competing with it on that fact. So, it's doubly impressive. I mean, that thing is just you know, I don't know if it's still selling on hotcakes, but it has been. Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe it'll top out pretty soon, but...
I could see it topping out this holiday season just because they don't have a lot of software to speak of this holiday season.
That's true.
But who knows? We could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that...
When do you think we'll see the first redesign?
You okay?
Sorry, I almost threw up.
It's all right.
Are you all right, bro?
Yeah, I'm just really tired. When do you think we'll see the first redesign?
That's a really good question. Didn't they already come out with a model that has 1 terabyte?
Yeah, they hard did. Drive? I'm talking about like form factor.
Like
though.
Form factor. I don't know. I feel like it's gonna be a while, just because I don't
around,
know.
Morpheus comes out, they package it with a redesign.
I could see that happening. I think that Xbox One redesign is going to happen sooner than
it
PS4.
It needs to, for fuck's sake.
It's the size of a receiver.
Yeah, it is.
It's too big.
Well, it's kind of a receiver.
Yeah,
in a sense.
It has an HDMI input.
Yeah.
That adds a lot of input lag. it's one of the features.
Yeah. Input lag.
Yeah, slow Sweet. Motion.
It's got a comfortable controller, though.
It has
does
a great...
Have a,
It
Let
is
me say
my favorite
this.
Controller.
Yeah, it does. It does. I like the DualShock 4 at first, but then after maybe a month of using the Xbox One controller, I was like, this is my favorite controller.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy the PS4.
I'm so sick of
myself.
Not being able to use it wirelessly with my computer, though. Mm-hmm. I'm so sick of it. Yeah.
When are they going to fix...
I thought they were going to come out with that dongle, because it doesn't work on the same wavelength as the 360 one.
Right.
I'm pretty sure... I'm not sure that I could get any technical specs wrong, but I think doesn't 360 work on 2.4?
Is it or is it? I don't know.
But it doesn't work on the same on this. It's not on the same frequency, so it can't. They obviously can't just push a firmware update and have those dongles work for the Xbox One. So they have to release a new dongle.
Maybe the Windows 10 will push them to do that.
I sure hope so.
I could see that happening, especially with the idea that they're so kind of
especially
interbred.
With the new dashboard coming out,
right.
That is going to emulate a lot of Windows 10 and having that whole ecosystem being, you know, the Metro look with the tiles and everything and apps and paying for Solitaire.
And having an Xbox app
Your
Windows
10. Yeah.
I mean, they've got to do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
You'd have to imagine, so. Yeah. Let's hope so. Because I love that controller, too, and
that
I love using
it on PC.
That controller
is so good. It is so good.
It is. It really is.
I'm a believer, man.
I'm up there with you. My only problem with it is my Y button keeps sticking because there's something in there.
Spill beer in it?
No. But there's probably some other type of food or liquid.
Sour patch.
And I find the D-pad to be a little bit more loose than the PS4 controller. And I like
Dude,
that.
The D-pad's great. Let me tell you something.
I
went from playing MKX with a 360 controller and never being able to do fatalities of any kind to being able to do fatalities 100% of the time, no matter what. You cannot do, at least me, having not played as many fighters as you, I cannot do a back forward without doing a back, like, down towards. Mm. I cannot do it.
It's
so bad.
They're not... The 360 D-pad is just terrible.
It's really bad.
It's so imprecise.
Yeah.
It's bad. The last piece of news that I have is just that Bethesda came out and basically said that Fallout 4, for all intents and purposes, is done from a development standpoint. And it was done before they even revealed it. Now they're just in, you know, cleanup phase.
Debug
phase. So I thought that was kind of cool. I didn't get to talk to you about this because at the time, but I thought it was awesome that they basically announced this game and said, by the way, it's coming out in 5 months.
Yeah.
I mean, that just doesn't happen in this day and age.
There's another side to that, too, that I think is really cool, is that we will get exactly what we saw.
Yes.
Is that we will not have this development, marketing, smoke and mirrors thing that's happened for...
So many games.
Since Killzone 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You remember when they showed
Absolutely.
Killzone 2 and it looked like...
Oh, yeah.
Ungodly, and then it came out and it was...
It cool. was good, but it's still...
But yeah, since then, I mean, as we...
Although it's become much more prevalent in the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like,
since
you know,
this current generation.
Since, yeah. So we will get what we saw.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I haven't thought of that. That's very true. I mean, what they're showing is basically final footage.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it'll look like that. It'll play like that. That will be the game.
It's not going to get downgraded in 5 months.
Exactly.
It's going to get fixed.
If anything, it'll get better. Yeah. So that's good on them.
Very true. I'm excited for...
I'm super excited for that.
I still can't
believe
it's coming out
this year. Never
going to play Shelter. No.
Never going to play it.
I have put a lot of time.
I learned that, and I didn't... I mean, yeah.
Phil, I have 140 dwellers.
You playing that?
Is that a lot?
It's a lot.
How many do you have, Phil?
Like, none. I'm not playing
Shelter. Let me tell you this. If you were to play it...
I'm sure.
You'd be disappointed.
I know.
And how many dwellers I have.
You'd be okay.
You'd be like, okay, that's a lot of dwellers.
How many lunch boxes have you bought, though? That's the thing.
Zero.
Okay, good.
Almost bought... Yeah.
Well, you know, the pit boy looks pretty cool.
You mean the pre-order bonus
one? That's all right. No, it doesn't. But I do like the idea of that second screen. I don't want to be wearing a big fucking wrist bangle.
It's cool.
While I'm playing a game.
It's cool. I fucking would.
You would wear a big fucking Final Fantasy, cloud bangle?
It looks metal as fuck.
Metal
as fuck. Oh.
Yeah.
It's got to weigh like 10 pounds.
It's got to have fucking asbestos in it.
You just put in your iPod or iPhone in it. I don't really have an iPhone, but...
Just hold your iPad on your lap or something.
The Pip-Boy's cool.
You know what they need to do? If they don't have a companion app that makes it so that is your Pip-Boy in-game, they fucked up.
But say that again?
If they don't make the second screen to that game... Your iPad, your iPhone, your tablet, mm-hmm. your Pip-Boy in-game, to switch weapons, switch armor, map, all that kind of stuff, they fucked up.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So be able to do all that from in-game.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
You know, like, link it up somehow.
You have to be able to do that. Why?
That's the best use case I've ever seen for a set. Because I just played through New Vegas not too long ago, and man... That Pip-Boy is a bummer.
I'm still in the spot in New Vegas. I haven't played it since, but man, I just wanted.
I had no problem with that mission.
Well, let me tell you, man.
What's the problem? Yeah.
I don't like that mission all that much, and it's the second time I've done it, or maybe third.
It's the Bright Followers mission where you have to send those idiots to their untimely demise.
God.
Or maybe timely.
I've done it 2 to 3 times.
Why don't you like it?
Is it too long? It's just really long and kind of monotonous. Like it's like. Go
it
get
is
me this
really
shit.
Long, yeah.
Okay. Now go get me this stuff.
It is.
Just that one of those kind of fetch quests that's like I feel like it's arbitrarily.
Yeah.
It takes
forever. It does because you have to go through the whole like Nightkin thing because it starts as just like you're clearing out that base and then you meet these guys and
then you have to go do a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
For
you
them.
Have to do a bunch of shit for them, but just imagine not having to go into that thing. And because it's a cumbersome interface, anyways.
It would be great.
Imagine it's going, weapons, okay, you know, that. Or, you know, clicking on the map and just being able to do set waypoint or something like that. It would speed that game up and expedite so many things about that gameplay
that needs
to be done, honestly.
And you have so much downtime in that game where it's not going to affect the game.
Exactly, yeah.
Like,
exactly.
It's not like a game where you're constantly in a war zone.
Yeah.
You have these. You're like, I feel like 70% of the time you're not doing. You're just walking.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, just holding forward.
So might as well do something with that, with your
time,
your downtime. So, that's a show, guys.
That is a show.
You got anything else, Phil?
You want to talk about
Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about Mission Impossible.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Mission Impossible 1.
Mission Impossible 2, actually.
Mission Impossible 2, wow, what a great movie.
No, I still haven't seen it.
Oh, don't. Mission Impossible 2 is not very good. But
it's directed by John Woo, who directed Hardboiled.
Which
is a good movie.
It's true.
Hardboiled is a great movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The Killer is also a great
Stranglehold.
Oh. Loved that game.
I did too. It was so cool.
I've always wanted to play it.
Did you just not play games for like 8 years?
No, I played it at your house.
Phil skipped about 6 to 7 years in games.
Mm-hmm. I actually went 2 years once without playing a game.
Why?
Half a year. I spent so much. It was years ago. I just did a lot of drawing.
You psychopath.
But anyway, I saw Rogue Nation, and
it was
awesome.
Wait, it's out? Fuck,
yeah.
Man.
I saw it last night. They start showing movies at like 8 p.m. now. It's when they premiere them. But it's my favorite movie in the whole franchise.
Yeah?
There's the impressive action scenes, the plane scenes, like, right at the beginning of the movie.
Is it?
Yeah. But the action scenes are so badass.
Can I ask you, what is the character's rationale for doing that?
For,
like, what is he thinking, like,
so there,
what is he accomplishing, I guess?
There's like, a payload of missiles on the plane.
Okay, don't spoil anything.
Yeah, and that's it.
Don't say you're not going to spoil anything.
It's just everything goes wrong, and he has no choice but
to do that. Phil, I just want to say, you saying I'm not going to spoil anything is usually followed by you spoiling it,
like, 3 seconds.
Wait, he had no choice but
to just hang on to a plane?
Just watch the wait for the movie. Because I'm going to spoil it even more if I explain it to you. If I rationalize it more.
Fair enough.
So, anyway, the three biggest action scenes in the movie, they're actually really bunched together in the second act of the movie.
Yeah.
But what's really cool about the movie is actually notably the third act, because the third act is just basically like just hardcore cloak and dagger to like just an amplified level. It's just everybody outsmarting and outwitting each other. It's like all Game of Wits and stuff.
That's true to the series roots of like Mission Impossible 1. That's
it's
pretty cool.
It's kind of what it goes back to. It completely erases anything that was ever Mission Impossible 2 to begin with.
Phil, you do a really good job of selling me on movies by the things you say. And books, for that matter.
Good, I'm glad.
And comics.
Sweet, dude.
You guys ever play the N64 Mission Impossible game?
Yep.
I remember really liking it.
It was way, man.
Mission Impossible 1 is life. Or the N64.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was the movie was a blast.
How old is Tom Cruise?
He's
like
funny.
50. Gotta be 56.
I don't think he's that old, but he does
a lot of sit-ups.
I don't know.
Let me look it up real quick, because I'm kind of
I just recently watched Vanilla Sky for the first time.
Crazy movie.
Didn't really like the twist.
I don't remember what...
I thought it was just a bit, like...
What was the twist? Because I don't remember.
It was that he was...
He's 53.
It was that he was dreaming, and he signed up for a... He signed up for these people to put him in a lucid...
Right.
He signed up for cryogenic freezing when he died, and he signed up for this optional lucid dream thing, and he was dreaming basically most of that movie. And I just thought it was the whole idea of like having this tech support guy from a lucid dream be like, just do this huge information dump at the end. I thought there could have been a less
stupid Shalamani. M. Shalamani.
Yeah.
Shyamalan.
Shyamalani.
Fuck.
Shyamalan.
Shalaman.
M. Night Steelage.
Shyamalan. But anyhow.
Shyamalan.
You know the scene, where there's a scene where he walks out of a helicopter in the middle of a street, right?
What are you talking about?
Vanilla Sky?
Yeah. Because apparently...
He walks out of a helicopter?
Yeah, and he apparently... Apparently in an interview he says that's how... They came up with that whole movie. It just started with that one concept of him walking out of a helicopter in the middle of a park in New York City. And then they built...
Dude, I just watched that movie and I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Okay, well, whatever. It was from an interview, a Tom Cruise interview that I listened to.
There wasn't even a helicopter. There wasn't any...
Okay, so maybe it wasn't in the script. Whatever. Just listen to the interview and know what I was talking about.
That's the movie where they're in the village and they don't go into the forest, right? Vanilla Sky? It's the Shyamalan...
So, anyway, so Rogue Nation was really good.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm excited to see it.
Quick hype for, we as a group are going to go see Dragon Ball Z.
Yes, we are.
What's the subtitle
Dragon
of that?
Ball, Return of, wait, no.
Return of J?
Return of,
I feel like
Resurrection F.
Resurrection F. I knew there was just one letter in there for some reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Resurrection F.
We're going to go see it.
We're going to go see it and report on it.
We're actually just going to bring this and talk during the movie because we'll be the only ones in the theater. So.
Yeah. Maybe we'll be joined by one of the janitorial staff.
Yeah.
But it will.
And the Akira Toriyama will be
the premiere will be at Cinemark in Springfield.
Exactly.
I think that, I'm going to be honest with you, I think that we're going to be surprised by how many people are
there. Oh, I'm sure.
It's going to be packed.
Yeah,
it's going to be the biggest movie release in Cinemark history. Anyway, so yeah, we're gonna see that.
We're gonna see that and talk about it a lot. Maybe we'll do a special episode for that.
Maybe
just to separate it out.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah,
I wanted to do a separate episode for Age of Ultron. We never did it. Though.
I've still not seen a single Avengers. I have so much catch up to do on the Marvel movies.
I would skip Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 3.
I've seen Iron Man 2 already. I can't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll let you guys see 3. Well. Thanks for listening, everybody. Yeah,
thanks for listening, everyone. Again,
back. Pixel Chicken Podcast, as you remember it, is back.
It's back.
We're back.
Are we still taking emails?
Yeah, we're taking emails. That's pixelchickenpodcast@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/pixelchickenpodcast. And that would be great, because we really want to start doing some cool things for our listeners.
Yeah.
Giveaways, things of that nature. And you can check out Phil's cool art that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
He has some pretty cool art on our banner that he created.
Yeah.
And follow us on Twitter as well. That's @pixel_chicken. Mm-hmm. Other than that, thank you for listening.
And just to amend that statement, we're only looking for emails that are hate mail to Johnny. So.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send your hate mail to Johnny to pixelchickenpodcast@gmail.com. And thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.